So anyway, on my journey, I started to feel better inside, and my gums started to feel better, so I just kind of took a little break, and that was the wrong thing to do. And God told me at the beginning of this that whatever this spirit is, doesn't want to leave me. This is a demonic attack for me. And I know some of you weren't here, but back in 2015, I got attacked by demons at night. They wouldn't let me go to sleep. They poked me. They actually spoke to me when I walked in my bedroom to go to sleep at night. It was absolutely terrifying. It lasted for like 3 or 4 months. And there would be times when I wouldn't sleep for like 2 nights in a row at all because they would just poke me. And it was these things where they were trying to give me a heart attack because as soon as I'd lay down to go to sleep at night, my heart would race just like that all night long. And it was only the grace of God and that I was the person that exercises and keeps myself healthy that I did not die of a heart attack during this time. But anyway, the only thing that got rid of them was I had Rick as my coach. And I kept calling Faith and talking to her, and they just kept telling me the same thing over and over again. You already have authority over these things. But I was just in such a state of mind, and it was all brought on by fear and things that I spoke out of my mouth, that it took me a good 2, 3, 4 months to get rid of these things. And I had to stand on scriptures like you wouldn't believe. And it was just a terrifying time. But one of those spirits, there were several of them that were harassing me at this time. And I could see them when I closed my eyes. I could literally see visions of them. And I saw at least 2 or 3 of them. One in particular, I believe, has stuck around. And this is what's been harassing me throughout this whole time. The physical manifestations and the emotional, just its oppression. I saw a vision of it probably about a month ago while God was walking me through this. And I believe that's the spirit that just is, I'm having a battle with to getting it to go. And I know some of you that have already arrived, and I'm glad that some of you have. Like, you've just said, get out of here! And it would be gone. But for whatever reason, just the poisoning from everything that's happened to me. I don't want to make excuses, but I'm just telling you, God is working with me every step of the way, and it's getting better and better and better and better. But because I was lax and I took some time off and I just wanted to watch TV and I want to forget about this and get on with my life, that yesterday it started to come back on me again. I had a horrible night last night. I'm on like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. And I just, one thing, when I laid down in bed, I thought to myself, I'm holy ground. God says wherever he is, that's holy ground. Wherever I put my foot is holy because he's in me. And this thing started talking to me last night and saying, I'm going to bring this back. And there was a certain sound that would come on me when I was trying to sleep at night back in 2015. And my eyes banged open, and I was like, no, you're not. So maybe that was a good thing, because that righteous anger is coming up in me, and it's like, no, you're not coming back on me. I know who I am in Christ. And so as I started to say that, I'm thinking, yeah, and sickness and disease needs to go too, because this is the temple of God. So I woke up a little more powerful today. Symptoms, still there a little bit. It's like, so I'm still working my way through this. I got 2 scriptures for you. I did read the word, the book back there. I think there's a book back there written by Kenneth Hagin, and it's The Believer's Authority. And there were 2 prayers in there that Paul prayed for the church. And these have been a very big help to me. And I'd like to just read them. I know Rick has shared one of them. They're both in Ephesians. I don't have my glasses. Does anybody have a pair of readers? 1.75?
Yes, yeah, 1.5.
Okay. Yes. Beautiful. Perfect. Okay. It's a little blurry looking up. Okay. So it's Ephesians 1, and I'm going to read 17 through 21. And this is the Amplified, so it's, you know, so we're going to be a little different than anybody else. But I'm going to start with 17. It says, "For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory." Now he's praying to the church. I'm praying this over you. And I'm praying it for me. "That he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and hope, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, and so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named." And I'm going to hop over here to 2:6, and he says, "And he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together with him." We are seated with Christ in his power. And the more we renew our minds to this, and it, over and over and over again, my gosh, it's like, "God, do I really have the stick of a head?" And he's just like, he just keeps saying to me, "The more you go over these scriptures, Lorraine, the more they'll get into you. They'll go from here to here. And eventually, I'm going to tell you something right now." And I do make this declaration with all my heart. Satan is going to be one sorry individual that he ever did this to me. I am coming after him with everything that is in me. And it is powerful because it is God Almighty. He is going to be so sorry he did this to me. Oh, I'm telling you right now. Yes, he is going to be so sorry.
The victory is yours.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm not giving up until I got it, until I stomp his head into the ground.
You need to put the whole armor of God on him.
Yes.
Well, see, when I understand how to do that, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, let me read the next scripture, okay? And this one, I know that the cross is a definite symbol of the love of Christ, okay?
Yes.
But there are some of us here that have been run over by life so badly, especially women whose emotions are so tender and just so tender. When you get a tender heart, my middle name is Violet. You know what happens to a violet when it gets stepped on? It flattens right out. You can trample it right into the ground. And that's the core of me. Violet is the inside. It's my heart. Okay? And it's been stepped on one too many stinking times. And I need just a little more to bring you to that place to really know the love of God. And Paul agreed. Okay? In Ephesians 3. Okay. I'm going to start with 3:16. And I'm going to come down to 19 in the Amplified Bible. And he says, "May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by Holy Spirit, himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ through your faith actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong and apprehend and grasp with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of it, that you may really come to know, practically through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge," just knowing, "without experience." We need to experience that love. And one way to get it is to ask him for it. And I highly suggest you pray these prayers over yourself. If you haven't arrived yet, if you've arrived, good for you. Because I'm coming right behind you. I am going to be there. I am. Just keep praying this prayer for yourself, that you'd be able to really experience that love on a personal level, not just knowing. I mean, the cross is more than enough, let's face it. But when you've been stomped into the ground so many times, you need God to come along and just say, here you go. Here you go. And he's glad to do it, too. He's not like up there looking at you like, well, the cross should be good enough for you, and that's the end. You know, if the cross isn't good enough for you, too bad. No, he's gentle, and he's loving, and he's kind, and he wants you to have a good life. Period. Period. And he'll meet you right where you're at in your life. He makes himself so real. But you've got to stick with it. And you've got to keep seeking, keep knocking, keep asking, keep working with him. Listen to him. If you know how to pray in tongues, I highly suggest you do it a lot. Just do it a lot. And spend time with him. That you may be filled through all your being unto the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. And Satan is going to definitely wish he had never attacked me. Telling you. And I think he knows it too. I think he knows that God has something special for me. And that's why he's doing this.
He's got something special for him too.
He's not going to think it's too special. But, and I have to just keep confessing, you know, that I am not going to lose one tooth out of my mouth. He cannot have my teeth. I don't care how my gums feel. I don't care what, you know, symptoms I have. He's not having my teeth. God planted them right where they are. For Pete's sake, I've never had a cavity in all my life, and I'm not going to let this go. And as I'm going through this, it's like I'm getting my emotional healing too. And I have a feeling that it's going to be a lot more healings that I didn't even realize that I needed when I get to the end of this, which I don't know when that's going to be, because I know I can't take a vacation from it. I can take a day and watch a few movies. I can watch some secular TV as long as I try, you know, don't pollute your mind with a bunch of junk. But the next day when you get up, whether you feel like it or not, get back in the scriptures, keep renewing your mind, asking God to reveal his love to you, and just keep pressing on. That's all I can say. So...